This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Earlene McMichael. Wendy Fields was sworn in last week as the new president of the Metropolitan Kalamazoo branch of the NAACP. She hadn't planned to run, but others insisted that she step forward. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
The NAACP has a very long history. I believe this year, in 2019, it will be marking its 110th year of being around.
Absolutely.
What some people may not know is that white people were part of the founding along with W.E. Du Bois. Even to this day, they are white people that are involved in the Metropolitan Kalamazoo chapter of the NAACP
that
support the effort. Could you give a quick description so people understand the breadth of the work of the NAACP?
Well, as you've already stated, it's the oldest, longest, boldest civil rights organization in the history of the United States. And it has always been based on making things equal and equitable for particularly Black people, but also people of color. So that's what our main goal is. And with that, there are six game changers that we focus on no matter what. And so those areas are also the areas where we find the most inequity. And those would be our focus on economics, education, health, public safety, criminal justice, civil rights, voting rights, and the youth and young adult engagement.
Now, while your name may be fairly new to our listeners, you are very, very well known in the community, especially in a lot of those areas that you're already discussing. You were installed last night on February 5th, you and all the new officers for the local NAACP. You have been involved with the NAACP for quite some time. You were most recently first vice president. Can you give a description of your local activism and your profession? You're retired now, is that correct?
I'm retired. I worked for the Kalamazoo County government for 39 years, retired 5 years ago. I was a home visitation advocate for maternal infant health, and so the goal of that was to reduce infant mortality in Kalamazoo County because we have one of the highest infant mortality rates. So with that, I've always, in everything that I've done, have been to advocate and work for the underserved, the underdog, if you will, and social justice has always been at the core of everything that I've done. Working or volunteering for the Douglas, for my church. I also serve on the board of Hospice Care of Southwest Michigan. And so it's always been my passion to help folks, help the underserved, the disenfranchised, if you will, because quite often it's just people that look like me where things aren't equal.
I spoke with Fields about her background and her vision as the new NAACP leader. Fields is taking over at a very sensitive time. 2.5 years ago, the local organization's respected president and Kalamazoo humanitarian Chuck Warfield died. A prominent pastor, Strick Strickland, was named interim president and later successfully ran for president. Strickland's term ended in December 2018. News outlets have reported that Michigan State Police is investigating Strickland for alleged sexual improprieties with teenagers. He has not been charged, and he has publicly denied the allegations. Fields says she wants to get back to the important work that the NAACP is known for. There is an opportunity for the entire community to get to meet you and the new board coming up on Friday, February 22nd at the Fetzer Center. Could you give us a glimpse of the agenda moving forward under your administration? And how long is the term? Is it 1 year or 2 years?
It's 2 years. Well, what I hope to do is get us back on track. You know, I get a lot of calls about what the past has been under the leadership of our former president. And lots of people were thinking that we were totally in support of some things that were going on. A lot of people thought that we had not spoken out about some of the issues, and they just kind of did not know what the thinking of the NAACP was as an organization. So with the opportunity to just clear the air, if you will, I just would want the public to know a couple of things. And that simply is, in accordance to our bylaws, the only person that can speak out publicly is the president or a designee. What happened even in 2017 was that we filed a complaint to have the former president removed, but National failed to execute that complaint in the way that it should have been. And so he was able to complete his term, and that ended December 31st. But having said that, I would also want people to know that the local branch does not have the authority to remove any elected officer. Only National can do that. And so my goal is to restore, rebuild relationships, to restore our integrity, to have people trust in us again, and believe that we are standing on the principles of what this organization was founded on. So that's one of the reasons why we're having a meet and greet, so that the community can come out and meet us and ask the questions and get reconnected to us.
Is there some particular theme areas or programs that you envision will be a part of your administration?
Well, there are. I just mentioned earlier our game changers. So everything that we do will be around that. So health, and a big one for me is youth engagement. And we do have a youth chapter here on campus, but it needs to be solidified, and it needs to have our support in the way that it has not had. And so, you know, we get the whole issue with education, and there's health issues. So it will be centered around all of those things. And I've appointed a couple very, 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 very talented people in, to chair some of those committees. And so I'm looking forward to seeing what it is that they are passionate about.
You're listening to WMUK's West Southwest. We're talking to Wendy Fields, the newly elected president of the Metropolitan Kalamazoo branch of the NAACP. As you think about it, and we are talking one day after the State of the Union address by our president, if you had to give your State of the Union of America, what would that be as it regards African-American people, people of color, and just all of us as citizens? Like, where are we now and how should it get better?
Having been raised here in Kalamazoo, there are some things that have gotten better, but there are also some things that have gotten worse. And I'm a firm believer that education is key. And so when I think about having grown up here in Kalamazoo and in high school, there being Black history classes and classes that we could take that addressed our culture and who we are, those classes no longer exist. And so while that used to be there, it's not here now. And so what I see is there needs to be those classes, number one, incorporated again, because I don't think the self-pride that was instilled in us at that time, and that was back in the 70s, I don't see the same thing happening here. Even though there are some avenues, if you will, in which people can get that information, I would want to see our school system be more proactive in offering those same classes so that they have there. But that also helps to instill the self-pride. But it also has to start at home. And I don't believe that it's happening there in the same way that it did when I was growing up. That village has kind of come apart. So it's easy to point the finger about some things that hasn't happened, but there's also some things that we have to look at within our own homes to make happen. And I think it's key that we have to fight some of these systems, some of the systemic racism that is in place, because it's embedded. But we have to be able to educate ourselves to understand what that looks like. And I don't think that we're doing that as well as we could. I think that we tend to have someone else define who we are, and we're not doing enough to define ourselves, because as my mother would say, it's not what they call you, it's what you answer to. And I think that we have to get back to what we had even coming up in the 70s.
That's a great place to wrap up. But is there something else that maybe I have not asked you that you would like to bring up?
I don't think so. Well, actually, you know what? There is. And it's just simply this. I've talked a lot about, a little bit about anyway, about where we are and what has happened within the NAACP. The one thing I will ask Kalamazoo and anyone that hears me is to pray. We have a hurting community, and there's a healing, there's a cleansing that has to go on within this community. There are children that are hurting. There are alleged victims. There are congregants. And Kalamazoo as a whole, I just ask for prayer for our organization going forward and, forth and as, for this community.
And I suppose I should mention this, how people can engage with the local NAACP. Are your meetings open to the public?
Our general membership meetings are open to the public, and we have just changed the date. It was on the fourth Tuesday of every month. It is now the first Tuesday of every month. We've changed our location from Kalamazoo Valley and a Witten Room. We are meeting at the Family Health Center at 117 West Patterson Street. And the executive committee meetings are at 6 o'clock, I'm sorry. And the general membership meetings are at 7.
And also a new development with the NAACP, you have a new headquarters.
We have a new headquarters. Thank God for Brother Sid Ellis.
Who is the new executive director at
the Douglas Community Association. Yes.
That's located on the northern end of Kalamazoo.
1000 West Patterson Street. So we now have an office there, and we will actually be finishing up our move there this week.
What is it that you need from the community or could use from the community in terms of helping move the work of the NAACP forward? Are you looking for more members? Are you looking for funding? How can they support your work?
All of the above. Membership is the bloodline of the NAACP, and it is through membership that we operate and that we function. That's what drives and thrives and makes us who we are. And as you know, with increased numbers, there's increased power, there's increased revenues.
It now occurs to me that I should ask you, why did you run for president?
Well, I ran for president because I was sought out by community leaders, by pastors, by community members, because as I stated before, people were hurting. And
But it says something about you that you were sought out for the position.
Well,
what does that say about you?
I'm humbled. I really am humbled because you never, I mean, you do what you do, be it volunteer, giving back, because you care. And so to be asked, I was really humbled. I was really surprised. And for the reasons that they gave, you know, we trust you. We know you. We see you. Those kind of things. And it was like, will you do it? But I have to be honest and tell you, it was not what I sought after. But I heard it and I had to go into prayer about it. And God confirmed it for me.
And finally, who are the members of your new executive board?
Let's see. We have first vice president will be Lola Atkinson. Second vice president is Franklin McCarroll. Third vice president, Larry Tolbert. We have our secretary, Tammy Ray, assistant secretary, Joe Woods. Treasurer is Ollie Chambers. Our assistant treasurer is Dr. Dolores Myers. We also have on our executive committee, Mike Baker, Dr. Henry Cohen, Maria Johnson, Mary Johnson, Vincenza Palms, we call her Rita, Ken Raul, Dr. Tamara Scott, Alice Taylor, and Dr. Martha Warfield. Last night, I also appointed Mr. Anthony Bradley, Dr. Harvey Myers, Dr. Doug Davidson, and Stephanie Hoffman.
Well, Wendy Fields, thank you so much for joining us and all the best in your new role as the president of the Metropolitan Kalamazoo branch of the NAACP.
Thank you, and thank you so much for having me.
The Metropolitan Kalamazoo branch of the NAACP is hosting a public reception for the community on Friday, February 22nd from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Fetzer Center on the Western Michigan University campus. West Southwest is produced by WMUK, the public radio station licensed to Western Michigan University in Kalamazoo. You can subscribe to the podcast through Apple iTunes and Google. There, you can leave a rating and a review. For WMUK's West Southwest, I'm Arlene McMichael.